dance, and it's going around, they're doing it here, all over town, it's so much fun, ain't no wonder they brought it up from way down under. It's not real hard if you take a chance, I'm gonna teach you the wombat dance. Okay, everybody ready to do the wombat? Just do what I say. First you wave your arms, then you stomp your feet. Now wiggle your fingers and clap to the beat. Then you turn around, jump up and down. And that's how you do the wombat dance. Don't have to listen when they say, what the heck's a wombat anyway? Now when a wombat walks, he walks down the street. You can tell he's got, some happy feet. He just can't help it when he hears a song. He's gotta dance, he's gotta move along. Or you can do it fancy. Time to do the wombat dance. Okay, everybody, here we go. We're gonna do the wombat. First, you wave your arms.
Wave your arms.
Then you stomp your feet.
Stomp your feet.
Now wiggle those fingers.
Wiggle, wiggle.
And clap to the beat.
Clap, clap, clap.
Then turn around. Jump up and down. And that's how you do wombat dance. Wombat dance will never fail ya, especially if you're dancing in Australia. Alright, let's do the wombat one more time. What do you say? First you wave your arms, and then you stomp your feet.
Stomp your feet.
Then wiggle your fingers.
Wiggle.
Now clap to the beat.
Clap, 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 clap.
Then you turn around. Jump up and down. And that's how you do the wombat dance. I said that's how you do the wombat dance. That's how you do the wombat dance.
It's 9:03, you're listening to WMFO in Medford.
You're in pain, that's why I wrote this song for you. You're insane, that's why I wrote this song for you. You're in pain, don't you know this song is about you? You're insane, but you know this song is about you. Don't you, don't you, don't you know this song is about you? Don't you, don't you, don't you know this song is about you? Think your wings are broken, free bird fly, 'cause living's more. simply hoping free bird fly. There's no excuse, you got to try now. Free bird fly, I know you can do it. Let me see you smile now. 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 Though they beat you down, you get up. Though they beat you down, you get up again. Though they beat you down, you get up. Though they beat you down, you get up again. Though they beat you down, you get up. Though they beat you down, you get up again. Though they beat you down, you get up. Though they beat you down, you get up. That's why I wrote this song for you. You're in pain. Don't you know this song is about you? You're insane. But you know this song is about you. Don't you? Don't you? Don't you know this song is about you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you know this song is about you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you know this song is about you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you know this song is about you? Though they beat you down, you get up. Though they beat you down, you get up again. Though they beat you down, you get up. Though they beat you down, you get up again. Though they beat you down, you get up. Though they beat you down, you get up again. Though they beat you down, you get up. Though they beat you down, you get up again.
Thank you.
Good morning. It's 9:23. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was PJ Harvey with The Wheel from the Hope 6 Demolition Project, an album just released this month here. And if you were lucky enough to be over in London in January and February, you could have observed the making of this album live, because there was an open invitation to the studio. Not exactly the pristine sort of environment that we're necessarily used to. Prior to that was Kate Chadbourn from her well-wishing songs for putting one foot in front of the other. Prior to that was Niaz, which is Azam Ali and her husband, and from their fine album, The Fourth Light. The name of this song translates to Divine Companion and is an Afghan song composed by Ustad Taranzaz, with additional music and arrangement by Azam Ali and her husband, Loga Torkian, and dedicated to the legendary Ahmad Zahir. And we started off with Omnia with Free Bird Fly from Earth Warrior, and we put it under World Music, but they say file under pagan Celtic folk rock. Well, you know, we've got a lot of genres here at WMFO, but we don't have that one out yet, so it's under World Music. Our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley. Changelings often substituted for mortal children during May. And if you were listening earlier and heard the Archie Fisher singing Robert Burns's poem Lord of the May, you'll know what he was talking about. This from a description of the Isle of Man, 1731, by William Waldron. The complexion of the supposed changeling was perfectly delicate. He never spoke nor cried, and was very seldom seemed to smile. But if anyone called him a fairy elf, he would frown and fix his eyes earnestly on those who said it, as though he would look them through. The neighbors have often looked in at the window to see how he behaved when alone, and were sure to find him laughing and in the utmost delight. This made them judge that he was not without company more pleasing to him than any mortals could be, and what made this conjecture seem the more reasonable was that if he were left never so dirty, the woman at her return found him with a clean face and his hair combed with the utmost exactness. May the 17th, comfrey, that invaluable herb now coming into flower. Shun excessive pill-taking. Culpepper's Herbal of 1653 notes, comfrey is a very common but a very neglected plant. It contains very great virtues. Yea, it is said to be so powerful to consolidate and knit together that if it be boiled with dissevered pieces of flesh in a pot, it will join them together again. May the 18th, kittens born in May grow into unlucky, melancholy cats. Tusser's 500 Points of Good Husbandry of 1573 notes, Though cat a good mouser doth dwell in a house, yet even in dairy have trap for a mouse. May the 19th, water which falls at Ascension Tide 40 days after Easter is holy. Well, dressing is now in season, and that is the case for Pentecost, was this last Sunday, May the 15th, and why is it so particularly well known? Because the skies were open to receive Christ on Ascension Day. Any rain which falls then comes straight from heaven, so it has special curative properties, being particularly good for bathing sore eyes. And Ascension Tide was actually, or Holy Thursday, also known as Whitsun, was May the 5th. To May the 20th, to marry in May is notoriously unlucky, and to do so in an ill-omened green dress is sheer madness. A poem has it, married in May and kirked in green, both bride and bridegroom won't long be seen. Of marriages in May, bairns a die in decay. May the 21st, in these Franklin days, beware late and destructive frosts, thunder, and unreliable weather. For those of you who were around, you noticed that this past Sunday we had a sharp drop in temperature with a cold front, and now we're lucky to get up into the 60s. According to a Devon legend, the sharp frosts which sometimes occurred about this time are the revenge of one Franklin, a beer brewer, put out of business by competition from cider. He therefore vowed his soul to the devil and returned for frosts on each of the three Franklin days around May the 21st, hoping that these would kill the apple blossom and ruin the cider crop. It's also reckoned to not be a propitious time to shear your sheep. Shear your sheep in May, you'll shear them all away. May weather is considered too unreliable for shorn sheep, which may take cold and die. And thunder this month presages a poor summer and a bad harvest. Thunder in May frightens the summer away. So if you have sheep, you should wait until June to shear them. May the 22nd, the sun enters the house of a Gemini. May the 23rd, make prognostications from the hands which are ruled by Gemini. Well, as we mentioned, Whitsun or Pentecost, from the Greek for Pentecostai, 50th day, is a movable feast falling 50 days after Easter, and it was this past Sunday. It commemorates the descent of the Holy Spirit in the form of tongues of fire upon the assembled disciples, and because of the understanding or wit thus bestowed on them, the festival's English name is sometimes glossed as Whit Sunday. Originally, however, it was White Sunday, from the white robes of innocence worn by the converts traditionally baptized at this season. It's also the signal for well dressing in Derbyshire, and one of the more famous well dressings is from Castleton, and we're going to hear some music from the Castleton Garland Day. If you're lucky enough to be traveling abroad in England at this time of year, you can check out Well Dressings in 2016, and the calendar starts filling up right about now.
Going to see the Castleton dance today for the first time.
Yes.
But I understand it's different now to what it used to be.
Oh, yes. We used to all go round, you know, and we used to dance just like the young people, you know. We used to dance like the children dance now. But we weren't dressed in white or anything. We were just in our ordinary clothes, you see. And then they used to stand like a teach public house, you see. We didn't have anything to drink but the band did, you see. And then they used to say, now then, take your partners, you know. And then we used to all dance round. Then they'd play one or two dances, and then the band would have a drink, and then we should go marching on, you know, and just follow them and dance to the garland tune, you see.
Yeah. But this idea of the Queen being a woman, that's a new thing, isn't it?
Yes, only last year.
Mm.
Yes, it's always been a man before, but she's a... Of course, she's a good rider. She has a horse of her own.
Just sing that little bit again. I love that. I love the rhyme. I haven't heard that before.
Which one?
The rhyme for the dance.
About Braddock.
Yes.
I don't know what there is in Braddock. An old cow's head and a piece of bread and a pudding baked in a lantern. If I'd been wed as long as me, pudding had never been wanted. And then you can sing la 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 la.
It originated, the oldest thought, by the Cornish miners coming up here and starting, of course. These about the king and the oak tree and all the rest of it. They add that to it, you know. But the two and the dancing is practically the same. The ringers, as a rule, there used to be about 16 of them. And they always danced, the old ones and the young ones. And then the girls threw in behind. And they were a regular procession and did the Morris dance from pub to pub.
Well, we used to go around and dance, you know, stuff like this, public house. Well, when we'd been like finished over, the horse used to take the garland flowers in the church, and there used to be men at the top of the steeple with a rope, and they had a pulley, and they pulled it up to the top. Well, then. When we'd done that, there wasn't a maypole dance. We used to go and have a dance in one of the hotels, in one of the rooms. You're not near the, you know, the room wasn't connected much with the public house. And go and have a dance there. But now, they have a dance and it's half a crown. So, but see the maypole dance, it'll be about 40 years now. Yes.
I think it was introduced about 40 years ago, yes, the maypole dance.
Yes. And they dance it very nicely, you know. Mm. It's really a better finish off, you know, that than what it was in the olden days, I think. It's very nice to see the children tripping around in the market square, and they do it very nicely. Generations, generations, you know. Yes. We had a bit of bother with the vicar. He pulled it off, you know, one time and did him a lot of harm. Pulled it. He would have it taken off the steeple, you know. He said he'd had a vision, so I don't know. However, he seems all right now, but he's going in 2 or 3 weeks now. It is a pity when old customs like that, you see, it upset the old people, you see. And it did a lot of harm to the church. a lot of people wouldn't go. There's one person, she'd always been interested in it. And during the war, it would have gone down. And you see, if it once, if you don't have it every year, and you won't stay, you couldn't go through the streets again. Well, her husband, one year when the war was so very bad, all as was done, the lady and the king and the queen walked through the village with the garland, and there was neither band nor anything, just to keep it so as it could go on after years.
Well, the crown is the head of the garland. It's the bunch, the bouquet. And it fits exactly on the top, made of garden flowers. And it's built up of a stick about 15 inches long, and there's a bunch of oak on the top, and you put different colours of flowers so they blend. And when it's finished, it fits in the top. It's all in the garland top, the beehive shape, and it fits in the top, and that's the finishing touch.
They'd run a fortnight before Whitsun. They used to come in the elephant yard and dance and practice for the next fortnight, see? And dance every night. And then right up to the Saturday night before Whitsun. If it were wet, they'd dance in the tap room. The Saturday night before Whitsun, they'd have a real beano. That's so they'd have plenty of dancing and plenty of helpmates to come in with them. This young man that stood beside of me now, Brannan, was the man that would start collecting on the Saturday night, prepare them for Monday morning. Then we come Monday morning, see that's where we go to. Come Monday morning, they'd start then at 8 o'clock at our place, half a pint of beer they'd have, no more, nothing whatsoever. And then put a bit in the box, ready for starting. So I used to put them a bit in as well and start them off.
Hey, to the mill. Come on, wake up, Clark. Hey, glad him up, Harry. That's it.
Come down with the old horse buses. Okay. And there was a crowd outside.
200.
Bigger than what it is today. Ever so much bigger. And they was always dancing and going on, and the tunes were, the dances were real. If they did, wasn't it doing it real, the old people, the old dancers, which me father-in-law was an old dancer, and he'd say, not doing it right, you know, Tom. No, come on, my lads, pick them up. Keep those hankies up in the air and put some life in it, or you won't get anything at night.
There'd be six dancers and yourself, the cake bearer. Who else would there be now?
And a fool. And the coat carrier.
What's the fool do then?
Well, we dance with a bearer. Dances around, keeps them all alive. See?
The fool, a merry man is he, with ever ready wit, with his elastic limbs as nimble every bit. In comic hat and gossoon dress, and a horse's bladder strung to a short tout staff tied on with a leather thong. bells on his shoulders, bells round his knees. They said he was the perfect fool, one and all agrees. He's carrying out, he passes through, in and out the crowd. On every penny he does get, I'm sure he's mighty proud. If he tires them with his chatter patter, the money helps the box to fill, so what matter? All the children laugh and clap at his tricks as acrobat. But if they don't precaution take, they taste his blood and not the cake. Our dancers six, all well-trained men must be, picked from the village, best you see. With legs as straight as a poplar tree, they clap all together and bend the knee. In well-trimmed bowler hats, ribbons broad and bright, white pocket handkerchiefs, all dressed in white. Our fiddler too, let me tell you, the old tunes he knows quite well, and plays them on his old old fiddle without itch.
Holy Green Garden!
are the explorers. Throughout our history, we have taken both small steps and giant leaps in that pursuit. Right now, men and women are working on the next steps to go farther than we have ever gone before. We don't know what new discoveries lie ahead, but this is the very reason we must go.
For more information about how you can support space exploration, visit supportexploration.com. A message from the Aerospace Industries Association and your spaced out friends here at WMFO in Medford.
And that was Sharon, a night with Let the Waters Rise from Portals. And if you're lucky enough to attend the Steampunk World's Fair, you got to see Sharon and Winter. And they are doing a number of gigs here on the East Coast, traveling around. So by all means, check out their website, SharonKnight.com. Prior to that, we heard Peter Kennedy, who is a sadly now deceased collector, but went around to various places in England. And we heard the Castleton Garland Day, the Bampton Morris, and the Headington Morris from English Customs and Traditions. And we are going out of here with another Kate Chadbourne song from her Well-Wishing Songs. This one's called For the Courage to Heal. And I must say, we've had certainly our share of, bad news here in Massachusetts. And if you know anybody who's laboring under a strain, I have to say these well-wishing songs are definitely terrific. There's a whole album of them, and you can find out more by going to www.wellwishingsongs.com. This one is For the Courage to Heal. And that will close out our edition of Between the Worlds.